Okay. From an injury standpoint, John Sullivan and Andrew Whitworth were both limited today. Mark Barron did not participate. He'll be doubtful for the game. Cooper Kupp was limited. He's questionable. If he's active, he's not going to play, though, so he won't play in this game. Matt Longacre did not participate, and then he's going to be put on IR. That transaction will go through today. Roger Saffold was limited, but he should be okay. He'll be up for the game, but don't expect to see much of him. And then as far as what we'll do with that spot when Matt Longacre goes on IR, we'll end up activating Cody Davis back from the from injured reserve designated to return. So he's looked good this week. Expect to get him out there, and looking forward to having Cody back.
Is Mark Barron's situation something that you worried could linger into the playoffs?
Yeah, absolutely. It's something that just because of the nature of how it's occurred, really, you look at these last 2 weeks, expected him to be able to go. We've been smart because he is playing through some different things, and, he's such a tough physically and mentally guy. But when something like this creeps up, it definitely concerns you because you don't really know, is he going to be available, is he not? It's really all predicated on how he feels that day. So this is something that you monitor day to day. I do think that the weather plays a part in how his body feels. You look at some of the colder atmospheres, considering how fortunate we've been, with what we've played in this year, and you're looking at Tennessee and Seattle, similar. Hopefully next week when we start the playoffs, whether we play on Saturday or Sunday, expecting the weather to continue to stay nice, and, that's when Mark has felt good. So if that does, affect it at all, then you feel positive about that.
So you're still hopeful with him?
Oh, yeah, right? We're still hopeful. If it was a situation where we didn't think he'd be able to go, then you'd do something to free up that spot. But Mark's too important to us, and we want to try to give him every chance to compete with us if his body allows him.
And I know you said he's been dealing with a bunch of different things. Is it mainly the Achilles issue right now?
Or yeah, the Achilles issue is what's keeping him out, Alden. And, it was something when you just look at the type of player he is with the athleticism, the sideline-to-sideline pursuit, and, just all the redirection that especially occurs in this game in general, but especially at that inside linebacker spot when he's doing a variety of things for us. That's something that, is as much as tough as Mark is, you can't really play where you feel good about Corey's ability to step in, and Mark's going to always do the best that he can, and it's something where it's just bothered him too much the last couple weeks.
Sean, what has Jamon Brown meant to the offensive line this season, and have you heard him sing?
Yeah, he sang on the flight back. Pretty impressive. He's a smooth big fella. Yeah, but I think what he's meant is, he's been an intricate part of our offensive line, the only line that's been able to stay healthy and have the same five starters for every single game. And I think when you just look at Coach Cromer's leadership, some of the other guys, and just the maturity that our line as a whole has displayed as they've continued to get more comfortable playing together throughout the year, both he and Rob, just when you look at how much goes into the combinations between the right guard and the right tackle, extremely pleased with those guys and watching their progression as the season has gone on. And, Jamon's been a big time contributor for us. I think he's showing well in all phases. He's a young player that has a lot of upside, a lot of ability, and we're very encouraged and we're proud of what Jamon has done this year. He knows that he's going to continue to have high standards for himself, and we have the same thing for him, but he's definitely demonstrated what a quality player he is, and he's been a huge part of the success we've been able to have. Sure. Yeah, no, not much time. And a lot of it, too, Rich, is going to be predicated on when we play. You kind of have an idea starting based on some of the potential teams you could play. Our guys have done a little bit of an advanced work on some of those teams, just kind of potentially projecting what could occur. But for us, a lot of it will be predicated on whether you're playing Sunday or Saturday, because if it is Saturday, you lose a day of typical preparation, and that'll adjust kind of the level of urgency for the coaches in terms of when we want to get things done so that you can try to have the players in as normal of a rhythm as possible for them. And that's the most important thing for us. So I think really what you can expect to see is if it's Saturday, then you're almost probably going to say Monday would be the players' day off, and then you come in on Tuesday, and then Sunday would be a normal week. So it'll be predicated on when we play.
Coach, when you came in and you came in with "We Not Me," and did you think that this was going to be what it is today?
You know, I think you knew that when you got a chance to get the opportunity that we have here, having such a great coaching staff, the types of players that we have in that locker room, not only from just a, you know, a talent standpoint, but also who they are as people. Very intentional about bringing some specific pieces in place and that we felt like would be a good mesh for the locker room. And I think that's exactly what it's been. But, you know, anytime that you're able to do something like that, it takes a collaborative effort from everybody. And that's both coaches and players. And I think it's evolved as the season has gone on. The one thing that I think you can be proud of when you watch our team, these guys compete for each other. You see the effort show up consistently. You see all three phases support one another. And you can see they genuinely enjoy being around each other. And that's how we feel about our coaching staff. And, you know, that mix of people that you enjoy being around, there's so much that you go through, both good and bad. I think it's important to feel that connection, and guys are committed to each other. And I think, you know, it all goes back to being a part of something bigger than yourself, and guys feel that. And the feeling that you're able to have in the locker room with those guys last week, being able to kind of check off one of the goals and feel that sense of accomplishment with each other is a special feeling. I think it's one that we want to continue to have, and you know, hopefully that we'll get that same result on Sunday against a 49ers team that's hot.